And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. At the Hilliard University Art Museum on the UL campus, three new exhibits, a collection of shearwater pottery. The exhibit is called The Walter Anderson Family Legacy, and these pieces are from the personal collections of Don Fusen and UL alumnus George Stewart. That will be up through the summer. Also, the art of George Dunbar, entitled Earth and Element, and then Contemporary Masters Works on Paper. That's at the Hilliard University Art Museum. You can find out more by going to their website. UL Lafayette has a variety of summer camps for children. You can call the Continuing Ed Department here at UL Lafayette or go to their website, ce.louisiana.edu, for more information about Discover U. At Vermilionville, there are a number of camps, including a French immersion camp in July. You can find out more by calling them or going to their website. Also, the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra has summer camps for kids, as well as through the conservatory, private lessons, and group classes. Their website is acadianasymphony.org. Jim Phillips is doing a camp at Cité called They're Going to Put You in the Movies for kids ages 7 through 14, July 7th through the 18th. The Acadiana Open Channel will have a four-day animation camp designed to introduce techniques used by the animation industry, July 21st through the 24th from 9 a.m. to noon. Students ages 12 through 17 can register for the camp. Either go to their website, aocinc.org, or call them. And the Acadiana Center for the Arts has summer art camps all summer long. Lots of them, one called Passport to the Arts, one the Art of Bookmaking, Puppets and Masks, and many others. You can call at 233-7060 or stop by the website. The Lafayette Commission on the Needs of Women is accepting nominations for the 20th Annual Women of Excellence Awards. Call the office or go to the website lafayettela.gov/lcnw. And Joie de Vivre Café will have a night of literary works read by Patrice Melnick, J. Bruce Fuller, and Liz Burke. They will be reading starting at 7 o'clock. That goes until 9 in downtown Brobridge at Joie de Vivre Coffee and Culture Café. The play Medal of Honor Rag by Tom Cole opens this evening at Cité des Arts, runs through the weekend. The play is directed by Monique Morton and features Todra Sam, Mitch Barry, and Gus Fontenot. Again, that will run just through the weekend. Tickets are available by calling Cité or going to their website. The City of Lake Charles will host three new art exhibits at the 1911 Historic City Hall Arts and Cultural Center on Ryan Street. There will be an opening reception tomorrow evening. Doors open at 5:30 with a gallery talk by artist Mark Messersmith. For more information, you can go to their website. Vermilionville continues its Seed to Skillet workshop series this Saturday. A workshop entitled Companion Planting, Pickles, and Pesto will run from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. on Saturday. And Master Gardener, Lafayette Master Gardener Marianne Armbruster, will be talking about those topics. You can register now by calling Vermilionville or going to their website. The Eunice Players Theater is holding the 6th Annual Children's Theater Workshop this Saturday, June 21st, from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. In New Iberia at the A&E Gallery this Saturday, there will be a Summer Solstice Spoken Word that will feature poets Valentine Pierce and James Blanchard. The open mic is at 6 o'clock. Big Brothers Big Sisters of Acadiana has announced their 4th annual Bacchanalian. It's one of their premier benefit events. It's a wine tasting fundraiser Thursday, June 26th from 6:30 to 9:30. And we'll be speaking with Big Brothers Big Sisters next week about that benefit. The play Six Dance Lessons in 6 Weeks by Richard Alfieri is being produced at Theater 810, opening next week on June 27th. It will run through that weekend and the following. Tickets are available by calling Theater 810 or going to the Eventbrite site. Tickets are now available for the Blind Boys of Alabama, who will be performing at the Acadiana Center for the Arts on June 27th. Go to their website or call the box office. Frank and Tony Productions presents Alejandro Escoveda on June 29th. Tickets are available through their Eventbrite site. And looking ahead to July, they will be featuring Shelby Lynn and her trio. And in Lake Charles, the Children's Theater Company will present a number of summer theater workshops. It starts off with Wild Things for children ages 5 through 8. That will run July 9th through the 11th. You can register or find out more information by going to the website, which is childrenstheater.cc. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, you can stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button. You can podcast many of our locally produced programs. If you missed one or you'd just like to hear it again, go to the podcast button or search for the program you're interested in. And of course, you can always support KRVS at any time securely. If your membership is due, you've gotten a letter in the mail, or you just haven't quite gotten around to paying your pledge from the spring fundraiser, you can do that at our website, KRVS.org. Click on the Support This Station button and it will walk you through a very easy process. If you'd like to know more about donating a vehicle to KRVS, at the bottom of our page, there's a red button that says Car Donation. Click on that and either call the toll-free number there or fill out information about that vehicle you'd like to get out of your driveway, and with a click of a button, send that in and they will get back to you about it. Those car donations really help us a lot. We appreciate it, and we hope that it helps you clean up your yard or garage as well. Stay with us this afternoon and evening. We are with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 to 6. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. At 7 on Thursday nights, we begin with La Veonera, and then we go to the Shamrock Shore with Heather Cole Mullen, and she's actually producing it from the Shamrock Shore. She is in Ireland now and is sending us her programs, in reality, from the Shamrock Shore. And then we have Franco Mix, produced locally by Val Broussard Boston, Cecil Doyle's Earthbeat, Music Inside Out at 11, and Midnight Snack at midnight. In just a moment, we'll join NPR's All Things Considered.